أنت الحبيب المصطفى، أنت الأمين، يا خير خلق الله خير المرسلين.
إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. One of the questions we've been getting a lot recently is a question of what do you say if you are amazed by something and you're afraid of nadhar or al-ayn, or you just want to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if your son does something really well, or your daughter does something really well, or you have something in your possession, like maybe a really good book, and you're amazed by it. So some of the brothers, they would say, MashaAllah. And then some people started saying, don't say MashaAllah, this is a bid'ah. Say Tabarakallah. And then some other people said, don't say Tabarakallah, say Barakallah alayhi. And then, unfortunately, Tullab al-ilm, yani students of knowledge, people that are not shuyukh, students of knowledge started talking about this is bid'ah and this is this and this is this way, without looking at what the Kitab of Allah and the Sahih Ahadith and the Salaf al-Saliheen practiced. So today, inshallah, we want to first answer this question. What do you say if you see something that is amazing, that is pleasurable, and you are wanting to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect it from Ayn, from all of that put together? A Shaykh, Muhammad Salih ibn Uthaymeen, rahmatullah alayhi, the great scholar, in his fatawa, it's called Fatawa Nur al-Dharb. Nur al-Dharb, this is one of the collections of fatawa of Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen. In it, when he was asked about this question, and I will summarize from his answer, he said, إِذَا رَأَ الْإِنسَانِ مَا يُعْجَبَهُ فِي مَالِهِ فَيَقُلْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said that if a person sees something that amazes him from his wealth, from what he owns, from what he has, then he should say, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَإِنْ رَأَهُ فِي غَيْرِهِ فَلْيَقُلْ بَارَقَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. And if he sees it in somebody else, like if you see somebody else that mashallah looks very nice, or they have something very well valuable, or they have a great personality or ability, then you say, Barakallahu alayhi, or lahu, or laka, if you're speaking to them directly. You make dua for them. And if you see that min umur al-dunya, yani in the things of dunya, you say, Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhir. He says, there is the dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the opinion of Shaykh Muhammad Salih ibn Uthaymeen. And Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad, may Allah preserve him, he also was asked a similar question, and his answer is recorded in his sharh of Sunan Abi Dawud, where he says, الَّذِي نَقُول عِنْدَ يعني, if somebody is concerned about the عَيْن, what does he say? يَقُول مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهِ أَوْ بَارِكَ اللَّهِ يعني, كِلَاهُمَا أَوْ اللَّهُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي. You can say MashaAllah, you can say Tabarakallah, you can say Barakallah lahu, or you can say Allahumma barik li, may Allah bless it for me. When we look at now the proofs for this, these are the opinions of the senior scholars, but we always want to look at the proof. The first thing we turn to is the Kitab of Allah. And when we turn to the Kitab of Allah, we don't just make meanings out of it the way we want to. We look at the great scholars of Islam who understood the Kitab of Allah. And in Tafsir Ibn Kathir, the famous Tafsir of Quran, in the Tafsir of Surah Kahf, in the part where, and it's a long part of the surah, I'm going to summarize here, where there are two ashab of Jannatain. One is a believer and one is a kafir. It's a long story, as you know, you can read about it. But the believer, he tells the kafir, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ فَقُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. That if you had entered your jannah, your garden, you should have said it. I wish you had said, Ma sha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. Not just in the Quran itself. But now what does this mean? Does this mean that this protects from nadar? Does this mean that this is something you should regularly say? Was it just tanbihan to the other person? For this we go to the ulama. Ibn Kathir, after explaining this, he says, وَلِهَذَا قَالَ بَعْدُ الصَّلْفِ مَنْ عَجِبَ لَهُ شَيْئًا مِنْ حَالِهِ أَوْ وَلَدِهِ أَوْ مَالِهِ فَلْيَقُلْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Ibn Kathir says that based on this ayah, some of the salaf, and this is important, because many people today, they use this word salaf, salaf al-salihin, salafi, this, but do they actually follow the salaf? And who were the salaf and what they did? So Ibn Kathir is saying from the salaf were those that when they were amazed by something, from their wealth, from their condition, from their children, from their wealth, they would say, Ma sha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. And then he says, وَهَذَا مَأْخُوذٌ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ الْكَرِيمَةِ. And this is taken from this ayah. And this practice of the salaf was taken from this ayah of Quran. Now who from the salaf did this? For this, I will take you to the next book here. It's called Zadul Ma'ad. Zadul Ma'ad of Ibn al-Qayyim. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the great scholar of Islam, the student of Shaykh al-Islam, Taqiyuddin ibn Taymiyyah. A Shaykh al-Islam in his own right. Al-Hafidh Ibn al-Qayyim was a Shaykh al-Islam in his own right as well. So what does he write about al-Ayn? About nadar, about protection from it. وَمِمَّا يُدْفَعُ بِهِ يعني from the things that protects إِسَابَة الْعَيْنِ قَوْلُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَرَوَى حِشَامْ إِبْنِ عُرْوَى عَنْ أَبِيهِ أَنَّهُ كَانَ إِذَا رَأَى شَيْئًا يُعْجِبُهُ أَوْ دَخَلَ حَائِطًا مِنْ حِيَاتِنِي فَقَالْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. What does Ibn al-Qayyim tell us? That from the things that protect against Ayn, and from the things that is from the way of the Salaf to do, is that when they are amazed by something, when there is something to protect, then they would say, Ma sha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. And he gives the dalil from Hisham ibn Urwa, from his father. Who is Urwa? Anybody know? Nobody? This is Urwa ibn Zubayr. You know Zubayr ibn Awam? Who's Zubayr ibn Awam? One of the 10 given the glad tidings of Jannah. So this is the son, the great scholar of the Tabi'een, and from the generation of the Tabi'een, Urwa. And he was the son of Zubayr ibn Awam. His father is from the ones who got the glad tidings of Jannah from the Sahaba, from the 10. And his mother is who? Asma bint Abi Bakr, mashallah. Barakallah. You can say both. So here you have Asma bint Abi Bakr, the daughter of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the great Sahabiya Asma. And this is the mother. And who is the father? Zubayr bin Awam. And their child, the child of the Sahaba, and for the best of them, is Urwa. And he is from the 7 fuqaha of Medina, the greatest scholars of Medina, from the teachers of Malik and others. This is the Salaf. When we talk about the Salaf, this is the Salaf. And when he saw something from his mal, from his children, from something amazing, what would he say? Ma sha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. So if somebody says this is bid'ah, or don't say ma sha Allah, what do they say about the Salaf? What do they say what they took from the Quran itself? And there are marfu'a hadith as well, but there is da'af in them, there is weakness in them, so I've left them. I'm only quoting to you that which is authentic. When we continue with the great scholars of Islam, Shaykh Abdurrahman Nasir al-Sa'di, the teacher of Shaykh Ibn al-Faymin, in his tafsir as well, has pointed to the same thing. In Surah Al-Kahf, he says about this, that it is mustahab an yaqul ma sha Allah la quwwata illa billah la yakun shakiran mutasabbiban. Subhanallah, he's saying that it is mustahab that you say from this ayah of Quran that you say ma sha Allah la quwwata illa billah, and this is to make shukr and to show that everything is from Allah, from the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he pointed back to the ayah of Quran itself. From our great scholars that are still alive, and from the greatest scholars that we have that are alive, Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, in his fatawa, when he was asked the same question about protection from nadr and what to say, he said, إِذَا خَشِيَ الْأَعِينَ. And if you're afraid of the ayn, then he's mentioning, what do you say? فَإِنَّهُ يَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ بَارِكْ عَلَيْهِ أَوْ كَذَا أَوْ كَذَلِكَ. يعني, you say, if you see somebody and you're afraid to give them the ayn, then you tell them, اللَّهُمَّ بَارِكْ عَلَيْهِ. May Allah bless it for them. You make dua for them. And وَيُسْتَحَبُّ, and it is مُسْتَحَبْ لَهُ أَمْ يَقُولْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ لَأَنَّهُ رَوَى أَنْ حِشَامْ بْنِ عَرْوَى أَنْ أَبِيهِ. Subhanallah. Again, he says the same thing. And it's also mustahab to say mashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, as has been narrated from Hisham ibn Arwa, from Urwa ibn Zubayr, the great tabi'i, the great son of the great scholars, and the great sahaba, Zubayr ibn Awam, and Asma bint Abi Bakr, radiallahu anhu. Now, we've shown the proofs for saying mashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. But what about saying Barakallah lahu or Barakallah laka? There is proof for this? Yes. When we go back to the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, the Musnad of the great Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he has the hadith, and it is a sahih hadith. And I will summarize from it that there was a sahabi, Sahal ibn Hunayf. Sahal ibn Hunayf, radiallahu anhu, when he was taking a bath, a very handsome man, one of the other sahaba, and his name is Amir ibn Rabi'. He praised him without saying mashallah, without saying barakallah, without praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without making dua for him, and the ayn affected him immediately. And I'm summarizing from the hadith. But here when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told about this, he says that does one of you want to kill his brother? فَإِذْ رَأَيْتَ مَعْ يُعْجِبُكَ بَرَّكَتْ يعني بَرَّكَتَ. Make dua for them, for barakah for it. When you see something that amazes you, make dua for that person. And this is where we can say to say barakallah lahu, or barakallah fihi, or barak. Any dua that puts barakah for the person can also be used. So looking at all of these ahadith and the practice of the salaf and the Quran itself, we would say that if somebody sees something amazing in themselves or in their property or in their children, then if they say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, there is nothing wrong with this. This is not bid'ah. This is not a problem. This is proven from the salaf, from the Quran itself. And if you see something amazing in somebody else, not your children, not your own wealth, not yourself, and you say, barakallah lahu, or barakallah fihi, or to them directly, barakallah laka, there's nothing wrong with this. This is from the sunnah. This is fine as well. And to make any other dua for barakah, you don't have to say tabarakallah. Any dua that calls barakah upon them, this is fine. And for those calling something bid'ah, calling something this is not right or that, we ask them to bring the proofs. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we put the proof out there for everybody to have a clear understanding. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wa akhirat da'wana. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.